The reading's from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 13 to 27. Jesus blesses little children. Some people brought children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples scolded the people. When Jesus noticed this, he was angry and said to his disciples, "Let the children come to me, and do not stop them, because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I assure you that whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." Then he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on each of them, and blessed them. The rich man. As Jesus was starting on his way again, a man ran up, knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to receive eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus asked him. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not accuse anyone falsely. Do not cheat. Respect your father and your mother." "Teacher," the man said, "ever since I was young, I have obeyed all these commandments." Jesus looked straight at him with love and said, "You need only one thing. Go and sell all you have and give the money to the poor, and you will have riches in heaven. Then come and follow me." When the man heard this, gloom spread over his face, and he went away sad because he was very rich. Jesus looked around at his disciples and said to them, "How hard it will be for rich people to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were shocked at these words, but Jesus went on to say, "My children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is much harder for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God than for a camel to go through the eye of a needle." At this, the disciples were completely amazed and asked one another, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked straight at them and answered, "This is impossible for human beings, but not for God. Everything is possible for God."
In our second Bible reading, we meet a man who has done all his life those things we were talking about earlier. He remembered his Creator. He remembered the laws that were given by God throughout his life. And he is meeting Jesus now and asks, "What do I have to do to get to heaven?" And I always wonder what his question would have really been about. Would he have been one of the people, of which there were so many, who tried to trick Jesus? Or was he one of those people who asks one of these questions to then be able to say, "Oh, actually, I've done all that," to just a kind of way of showing off? Or was it a genuine question that he had? Did he feel somehow inside himself that there was still this void, that although he had obeyed all God's laws throughout his life, there was still this emptiness inside him that he could not fill in any way? And so he comes to Jesus. And Jesus says, "Well, don't call me good in the first place. Only God is good. Don't call anyone else good. Only God is good." And he says to the man, "You know what you need to do?" And the man says, "I've done all that." And Jesus says, "Okay, then there is still something else you do need to do. Go and sell everything you have and follow me." In other words, do the most unbelievable and ridiculous thing you have ever imagined, and then come and be led wherever I lead you. You know, I think it may be helpful to just think a little bit about someone in that time who was rich. In those days, you would not just get rich like we do now, just because you've been lucky or you've saved up well or whatever. The rich were often the landowners, and you would inherit that from your father. And to just sell everything that you had would not be only putting your own life at risk, because the poor were really, really poor, but it would also mean that you would squander away your whole inheritance, like we read about the lost son, the parable of the lost son. And so what Jesus says is a difficult thing to do. So what was that all about? What was it about that this man has done everything that needs to be done? He has kept all God's laws. Clearly God has blessed him, because goods and material and healthy life, as well as kids, were seen as a direct blessing from God in that time. And Jesus asked him to give it all away and give it to the poor and come and follow him. Well, I believe it has something to do with the attitude of the heart, that Jesus points out to this man, all your law keeping, all your rule following is just done out of duty. There is no great love in that. We can all follow certain rules, and we don't need to feel any love or any passion whatsoever for that. All we need for that is being a little bit, self-controlled. And you can stick to rules. Jesus says it has nothing to do with our heart. It has nothing to do with love. It has nothing to do with grace. And so Jesus tells him, let's not do law. Let's do love and grace. And of course, the disciples, when they hear what Jesus says, they are absolutely baffled. They are completely thrown off their feet. And they say, how? How then? If someone who has done this and stuck to the laws and has followed it in a good way, how then can anyone be saved? And Jesus tells them, well, you know, that is a little bit impossible with man, because it is about as easy for rich people to enter the kingdom of heaven as it is for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. And of course, a lot of theories are around about that saying from Jesus. And some people say, no, he doesn't really need a camel through the eye of a needle. It is actually one of the gates of Jerusalem, whatever. You know, there are a whole lot of theories around that. But the reality is that Jesus often took something completely out of the normal to make an example. He often did that. And so here, I believe, he takes the example of a needle. Now, I don't know, here comes the age in again, but I don't know, especially when you get a little bit older, it is very, very difficult to see the eye of a needle. We put our glasses on and it's very difficult, and we lick a little bit of the thing and to try and get it through the eye of the needle. Can you imagine a camel going through that eye of the needle? It's impossible. It is absolutely impossible. And Jesus says that is about how easy it is for rich people to enter the kingdom of heaven. Because what happens? What happens when we're rich? What happens when we're only following the law? Something happens with us, with the attitude of our hearts. When we have enough money, when we have food and drink, a house to sleep in, we can buy whatever we need without too many problems, we become self-sufficient. We know that we can get on in life quite well without any problems. And we do not need anybody's help. We become people who can save ourselves, who can get on well, we get by well. And perhaps it also affects our relationship with God. Perhaps we become people who still do all the things that we are asked to do. Perhaps we become people who work hard in the church, who are here every Sunday morning. Perhaps we're even elders. Maybe we do give 10% or maybe even more of our money to the poor. Maybe we are involved in social action. But maybe we can do all that without our hearts being involved. Maybe our money and our wealth has pushed us in a direction where we go through the motions and where we are no longer touched by the Spirit of God. Where God has become, well, something that is also politically correct to have in your life. Something that actually we don't really want to throw that out yet, just in case. But that doesn't really mean anything in our lives anymore. Jesus says no one is good apart from God. He also says, go and sell everything that you have. Go and sell, give away everything that you have put your trust in, everything that gives you security, everything that you feel saves you, and come and follow me. His words, of course, have to do with impossible things. They have to do with what is impossible for human beings. We are all sitting here. We're sitting in an area of Greater London where no one who does not have a proper salary can afford to live. We, as we are together here, belong to the very rich group of people here on earth. It is impossible. It is ridiculous to even think that we could just get rid of everything and not have a place to live in anymore and give all our money away to follow Jesus. People would think that we had lost our minds. But this is what Jesus says. It is the impossible thing that is being made possible by God. The impossible thing of following rules, because the rules will always somewhere be broken, becomes the possible grace of God. So instead of following law, we receive grace. And it is Jesus Christ who makes that possible. It is Jesus Christ who is God himself, who has come to this earth to live out the impossible for us. Because with God, it actually becomes possible that a baby who was born in a stable, in the poorest of poor conditions, becomes the savior of the world. With God, it is possible that the first become the last and the last become the first. With God, it is possible that the rich and the wealthy walk away empty-handed, whereas the sinner and the tax collector and the prostitute are the ones who are forgiven and are filled up with life. With God, the children are the ones who enter the kingdom of heaven, whereas the wealthy and the rich and the adults that have their world sorted out seem to completely miss the point. It is with God that we can stand before a holy God, because it is that God who has given us the means and the ways to be saved through his Son, Jesus Christ. So, when you are young, remember your Creator, because you're not going to be young forever, and it is going to be a very short period of your time that you are young. Do what you like, but remember that one day God will ask you why you did what you did. And remember that Jesus is your Savior, and that he is the one in whom you can stand before a holy God. And if you're old and you think, well, this has nothing to do with me anymore, then good for you. But one day, we all have to give an account of our lives before God. And those of us who know Jesus Christ as their Savior are the ones who will be fulfilled and who will be entering the kingdom of heaven through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.